This is Wednesday, April 10th. I'm drawn to wonder and those things that provoke awe in me. Are you? Through the years, I've had the benefit of a little bit of travel. For example, of seeing some of the majestic glaciers of Alaska and Chile in South America. I've also seen some of the mountains of the western United States, and also the Swiss and French Alps. But even the view of a beautiful sunset can get my attention. So what do you delight in? What gets and holds your attention? This week, we've begun our study on worship and looking at how worship works in our lives to give us meaning and something to live for. Our song for this week, Psalm 1, tells us about the happy person. This is someone who delights in the law or the word of the Lord. I want to look at three verses in Psalm chapter 36, verse 7 to 9 for today. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. With you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. We hear once again that word delight that we've heard in Psalm 1. In this case, of drinking from a vast river of delight found in God himself. That word delight means something like richness. It is the sense of being overwhelmed by something rich to taste. Today we take a little detour from Psalm 1 to look at the progress of prayer. How we make progress in prayer and meditation through the Word of God to delighting in God himself. There are believers who came before us who discovered a road or pathway for this purpose. One of the early American pastors and theologians, Jonathan Edwards, talks about this very thing in his own practice of meditation. Here's what he said. In reading the scripture, I seemed almost to see so much light that I could not get along in reading. Almost every sentence seemed to be full of wonders. I found from time to time an inward sweetness that used, as it were, to carry me away in my contemplations. I felt alone, sweetly conversing with Christ and wrapped and swallowed up in God. The sense I had of divine things would often, of a sudden as it were, kindle up a sweet burning in my heart, an ardor of my soul that I know not how to express. It's beautiful. When he reaches delight, he says he is not sure that he even knows how to express it. Years ago, while exploring the wilderness of southeastern Alaska, two friends and I visited a glacier in a place called Glacier Bay. After a day of fishing, we approached the glacier and it seemed so immense that we thought we were quite close to it. We were in a pretty small boat. But then when we consulted the charts, we discovered we were still a few miles away. In many ways, this is what it feels like to approach God through his word. So what is this road we've been talking about? And how can we travel it to delighting in God? Well, it begins with a simple reading of the word. It assumes you already understand the passage in a general way. If the text is confusing or unclear to you, you need to study it first. This kind of study means reading it gently and slowly, aiming more at weighing and tasting the truth as it goes by. In many faiths, in meditation, there's the goal of emptying your mind. But in this way of coming to God, the goal is to do the opposite, to fill the mind with God's word, the truth about him. Here we can ask simple questions about the word. Who is it written to? What is the intent? What does it mean or teach? What are the central ideas? What are the key words and phrases? And so on. We want to know the word first. Then the second step along the path you could call reflecting or meditating. Now that you know what the word says, you then follow the ideas in the word back to God himself. It is taking specific ideas from the word and thanking God for them, seeking God so that you can realize these truths in your life. It's more than deeper thinking. It is here the ideas in your mind begin to make contact with your heart. And third, there is a praying or returning to God with His Word. In a sense, you pray to God your meditations on what you're learning in His Word, the things that have impacted your heart. And at this time, you are communing with God. You're listening to Him and speaking with Him. And that is the final step along the path. There is a sense of the reality of God's presence. At this point, your heart becomes much more passive than active, ready and willing to receive. At this time, you receive enormous assurance of belonging to God. And here is where you experience the sweetness. That's why we call it delight. You may even notice that you are physically affected at the time. It is this connection with God that results in life change in us. It's not because we're trying to change ourselves or our lives, but it's because we have been in the presence of God. Now, I want to return to that glacier in Alaska. The name of it is Reed Glacier, and as it turns out, it's actually rather small. Yet we were overwhelmed when we were miles away by its majesty. And this is the feeling we get as we approach God and we commune with Him. We arrived at that glacier toward the end of the day. We anchored our boat far away, and the next morning we took the Zodiac dinghy boat all the way up to the face of that glacier. Each moment approaching it, the view became more and more breathtaking. More details came into focus until it loomed over us, and we felt quite small. As we come to God and learn to delight in Him through His Word, there are times when we feel overwhelmed by His presence. There are times when we feel small. But because of His love for us in Jesus, we begin to find in Him a river of delight, a river of richness. Let's pray. We want to know You, O Lord, but we can only know You as You reveal Yourself to us. So we seek Your face in Your Word. Visit us, we pray, through Your Holy Spirit, for we pray in the name of Jesus.